Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live this Thursday evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Quarter, I'm John Coffey, and over to our left, Chris Roush. He'll be helping out with some of the giveaways that we've got coming up a little bit later on during our program. Got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking basketball and track and field. We'll be talking with Northwest women's basketball coach Michael Smith, also Northwest men's basketball coach Ben McCullum. Track and field, the indoor MIAA meets coming up this weekend. We'll talk with head coach Scott Lorick and also Northwest shot put and weight throw athlete Lakeisha McKnight. That's all coming up on our program this evening. And Matt Gorder, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of good things to talk about. Basketball-wise, a great night last night out at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of wins for the Bearcat basketball teams. Bearcat men clinching a conference championship, at the very least a share, but a chance to win that outright this weekend. And for the Northwest women, able to pick up a win and keep their hopes alive of getting a chance to host a game in the MIAA postseason tournament, which gets underway next week.
Yeah, it sounds like it all comes down to Northeastern State out of Oklahoma, whether they will be coming to Bearcat Arena Monday night or if Northwest goes down to Tahlequah.
Yeah, we know the matchup. We just don't know where that matchup's going to take place, which gives both teams something to play for this weekend. A lot of times fans think about teams late in the season playing for a championship, and those are the teams that have something to play for. But when you talk about having a postseason tournament like they do in the MIAA and most conferences in basketball, is there's a lot of other teams that are playing for positioning, a chance to host, or a better seed so you don't have to be in a certain half of the bracket or that sort of thing. So there's a lot more going on any season than just that fight for a conference championship.
And for the basketball teams, a couple big games coming up on Saturday afternoon down in Warrensburg with Central Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the Northwest women, they'll know going into that game whether they need a win or not to be able to host on Monday. And for the Bearcat men, they want that outright championship. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether they're playing for a championship or not. It just seems like games in Warrensburg are tough. That's a tough place to win. And I didn't realize this till the other night that this group of seniors that they honored last night, the five for the men's team, haven't won in Warrensburg. So hopefully they can go out with their final season winning in Warrensburg, not just because that'd be nice to have that accomplishment, but with what it means if they get a win in Warrensburg this weekend.
We've also got a couple of schedule changes as far as a couple of the spring sports with baseball and softball. Not surprising with the weather the way it is here, but the Northwest baseball team has announced that their weekend schedule has been changed. They're now to play Missouri Western in St. Joseph tomorrow at noon with the doubleheader, then again Saturday at noon, weather permitting. And then the softball team is down south. They were to play in Joplin, but they moved their games to Pittsburgh, Kansas. They'll face Sioux Falls and Wayne State coming up this weekend. So a little bit of a change in the schedule for those two teams, but the time of year they're kind of accustomed to that.
Yeah, especially in this part of the country, you know, teams know that there are going to be adjustments in where they play, when they play, if they play. So it's something that's just kind of part of the season, or especially the start of the seasons for those teams.
Now, a little bit earlier I mentioned that we have some giveaways, like we do most evenings here on the Bearcat Coaches Show, and how we're going to do those tonight. If here at Carson's, you might check the containers that have the ketchup and mustard in them, the cardboard containers that are on the tables. There should be a number stuck on the top of those, and if there's a number on top of that, that means you're a winner. So come over to our left. Chris has some of the prizes there, and the numbers correspond with a prize over at the table here with Chris. So if you have a number on one of those mustard and ketchup containers, come over, and you've received one of our giveaways here tonight on the Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder, too, that the Bearcat Coaches Show is underwritten by the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides a Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. And more information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll be talking indoor track and field as the head coach of the track and field program, Scott Lorick, will join us. That's coming up as the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW continues after this timeout.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show this evening as we get things started talking about track and field. They've got a big weekend coming up this weekend, tomorrow as a matter of fact, but the track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State, Scott Lorick, joining us. Coach, let's start with last week. You guys had the final tune-up before the conference meet back in Nebraska again. It looks like you got some pretty good performances last weekend.
We did. I think it was exactly that, a good tune-up for us to get ready for this. We had some real good marks in a lot of people. We had some outstanding things, our women's 4x4 relay, and Lakeisha McKnight had a big night, and several of our distance runners had a real big night. So a lot of good things happened for us last week.
When you go into a kind of a tune-up meet like that, are you looking to, obviously it's good to have the good results and to have high finishes, but is there more than that and just making sure the athletes are ready to be at their top performance for the next weekend in the conference meet?
Well, they are. In our sport, you know, everything being so measurable that as you progress through the season, there are certain times of the year where you're just looking for good marks and good performances, and you're trying to get on the national list, and you're trying to get ranked high in your conference, and you're trying to, you know, do those things for the NCAA indoor championships as well as outdoors. So when you get to that point, hopefully we've established the mental things already, and now we're just really, it's go time for big performances. And that's pretty much what that last weekend built up to.
I know there's been several athletes that we've talked about a few different times this year as we've chatted with you because of their performances, but going into the conference meet, do you have some of those athletes that maybe have surprised you this year that are going to be able to put together maybe a better result than what you would have anticipated going into the season because of the way they have performed this year?
Well, I think... Well, the answer is yes. And I think the first person that comes to mind is freshman Tim Grunmeier. Obviously, as a freshman, you never know quite what you're going to get. He had good marks out of high school, but he's had such an outstanding year. He's broken our school record in the 1,000 meters. He's ranked high in the 800 meters. And we just found out today he's going into the 600-yard run at the conference meet, ranked number one. So, which is a little bit surprising because a lot of that has to do with who scratches out and what events they put in, all the little chess games that track coaches do. But he's had absolutely an outstanding year from that one. And, you know, some of our other people like Lakeisha and Ashton Nybert and people like that, you know, they've had great years, but, you know, they've established themselves and, you know, they're doing what we expected them to do.
When you talk about getting good performances out of a freshman, I know we talk a lot about the adjustments as coming out of high school into a college with track and field where it is kind of an individualized sport. What are some of the adjustments that a high school athlete has to make to perform well early in their career in college?
You know, I think it's the same as other sports go to, but those are mainly adjusting to new coaches and a new training regimen. I suppose it's probably like a quarterback that comes in with a totally new kind of offense that he's never done. It's kind of a similar thing, I think, with our runners. They come in and they have varying degrees of where their high school program was. Some are very, very high-powered high school programs. Some are kind of on the weaker side. So when they come in, you know, it could be very, very different for them. And, you know, in coaching and track and field, the philosophies that coaches use in their training can also be very, very different. So, you know, he's had to adjust to that, and all of our freshmen have as well. As and the intensity levels up, as like in any sport, because, you know, at in our teams, like everywhere else, you know, every kid on the team was a star in high school, you know, so it's a different makeup there, and that whole level of intensity just, you know, steps up to a whole nother level.
I imagine you probably see a wide range of training philosophies out of the different high school coaches when you're recruiting athletes. Is that part of the thought process for you? What sort of a training regimen they have been going through on whether or not you recruit an athlete or how hard you might recruit that athlete?
Well, it is. One of the things is, you know, we're looking for people with great potential, and we're actually looking for people who have been somewhat undertrained. So that's one thing that tells us the amount of volume they've done, the amount of intensity they've done. That kind of indicates things. It doesn't necessarily say, you know, we're not going to recruit somebody or anything like that, but that gives us a picture of kind of where they are and what we're dealing with. But probably a more important thing than that is finding out from the athlete during the recruiting process what they're looking for and what we think they're going to respond to, you know, as a coach-athlete relationship. So sometimes a big change in their volume is actually what they're really looking for and what they might respond to really well. So it's really kind of figuring out some personalities as well.
Now with the conference meet coming up tomorrow at Missouri Southern, you guys get to travel south. Most of the travel during the season is to the northwest there up to Nebraska. But talk about the facilities, first of all, down in Joplin. I mean, the Leggett and Platt Center, a very nice facility that they've got down there. What's it like for track and field down in Joplin?
It's a little bit crazy. It's a 200-meter flat track. All the spectators will be on the infield. So it's a very crowded affair. So they put bleachers, you know, as best they can, kind of in the infield and a little bit on the outside. But yeah, it's a little bit like organized chaos. It's kind of mayhem in there, because you'll have athletes going around the track and people screaming at them all around the inside of the track as well as the outside. So it's a fun environment, but yeah, it's a little crazy.
Does it make it a little tougher for everybody to focus on their said event?
Actually, it makes it better, because the intensity is so high and there's this electricity in the air. And sometimes, like at, say, outdoor track meets, you know, the crowd's kind of a little bit distant, you know, from what's going on. And so having a very tight, enclosed area, I think the athletes all respond to it very well. It's more exciting and the intensity steps up.
What about some of the other schools in the conference? Who are the ones? I mean, obviously Lincoln for years has had a tremendous track and field program, but what are some of the conference schools that you really look to see a lot of good performances out of?
You know, that's the thing. I mean, all of them would be the right answer, because there's not a weak team, you know, in our league. I mean, certainly Lincoln that you mentioned and Central Missouri are teams that, you know, across the board are very, very good. But you can go through every team in our conference and you can pick out several individuals that are going to be All-Americans or are going to be winning the conference meet, you know, from outside of those schools. So, you know, there's good people in every school, you know, here. So that's why there's not really a weak link anywhere. And every team is just got to scratch and fight for, you know, whatever points they can muster.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier in talking about scratching that coaches, you know, will make a lot of moves and do some different things. What are some of the thought processes you have to go through as a coach prior to a meet along those lines, trying to make sure that the team has the best advantage they might have going into the meet?
Well, the first thing is that athletes can qualify and get ranked in different events. So, say Tim Grundmeier that we mentioned earlier, he was ranked basically fifth in the 600 yards and fifth in the 800 meters. So, and we also have Ryan Cox in the 800 meters as well, ranked pretty close behind where Tim is. So we're kind of playing that little game and looking at who are the guys ranked ahead of him, and we decided to put Ryan in the 800 and Tim in the 600 yards. And as it turned out with what other teams did, they both moved up in their rankings going into the conference meet. So it's a little bit of the strategy of who's going to do which event and where other coaches are going to put their people.
Now, I know we've talked before about how sometimes distances in the running events are a little bit different than in the indoor than what you might see in a traditional outdoor meet, that sort of thing, or what people are used to hearing about. those differences, how big of a difference does it make to the athlete, you know, if it's just a little bit shorter or a little bit longer, or does it make a difference at all when you're talking about that?
You know, that's an interesting question, because to the coaches it doesn't make a difference, but to the athletes it does. And it's I think it's a lot of a mental thing. You know, say someone going from the 400 meters up to the 600 yards, it's not very much of a difference, but I think from kind of a mental standpoint, it kind of is. But, you know, our kids do a good job of adjusting, and we kind of get them in different events at different weekends, and they get to try some of these things. So hopefully through our whole training program, it's not a scary thing to be in something different. So we've got some people doing some events that they haven't really done too much before. So they're not, like I think of Audrey Bollinger, she's going to run a 600 yards this weekend. Hasn't run one yet this year, but that's okay. She's run the 400 meters very well, and we feel very confident she can move up to this, and she's going to be very competitive.
But the 600 is a lot bigger number than 400.
It is. It is. And then, you know, what's goofy about our sport is that, well, you know, don't ask me to explain this, but we run everything in meters, and then we have a 600 yard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the event, but, yeah, I understand it doesn't make much sense.
Now, we've talked this year about the different provisional marks that you've had athletes be able to accomplish. Do you have a feel now on how many might get a chance to move on, or is that something that you really don't get a feel for until after all the meets are completed?
Well, a little bit, but there's a lot of things that are going to change this weekend. And across the nation, this is their last weekend to qualify. Next weekend is kind of a dead weekend, so there's no more qualifying after this Sunday. So this is this weekend is for everybody, and most everybody's conference meets are coming up. So there's going to be a lot of movement on the national list. So kind of whatever it was before this weekend is somewhat meaningless, because there's just going to be a lot of movement.
And then when you talk about transitioning into the outdoor, obviously there's some athletes you'll know that won't go to the Nationals. Do you transition right away? Do they take some time off? How does that work moving from indoor to outdoor?
It's really not a transition, because our year is set up training-wise to go right through the outdoor season. So there is a bit of a mental break that, you know, will occur over the next couple weeks, but the training program is set up to progress all the way through. So it's not like we're, you know, going to peak for indoors and we're going to try to peak for outdoors, and it's more of a gradual process throughout the whole year.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck this weekend. Good luck tomorrow, I guess. And
yeah,
hopefully we see a lot of great performances down in Joplin.
Thank you very much.
That is Scott Lorick, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State track and field teams. Again, the MIAA conference meet down at Missouri Southern in Joplin tomorrow. And we're going to continue to talk track and field side on the field side when we come back. We'll hear from Lakeisha McKnight, one of the throwers for Northwest Missouri State. We'll do that right after this timeout when we come back to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at fmnottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with Lakeisha McKnight, we have a couple of names of winners from our giveaway earlier this evening. Teresa Cummins was one of our winners, and also Hannah Mullen was a winner. She received a Bearcat T-shirt, so congratulations to two of those in attendance for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Lakeisha McKnight is our guest, our student athlete of the week here from the Northwest track and field team, and on the field side of things as one of the throwers for Northwest. And Lakeisha, first of all, it's good to have you with us here tonight.
And, thank you.
Let's just talk a little bit about your season. You've been putting up some good numbers both in the shot and the weight throw, and provisionally qualifying for the Nationals in both of those events, and just kind of talk about the type of year it's been for you and some things you've gone through this season.
It's been a pretty good year. I've been working hard in the weight room, and the shot is coming by good, real good. Every track meet I've been throwing farther, about a foot and a half farther each meet. The weight is coming along, big improvements from last time I performed last year, it's going the way I want it to. Hopefully, it keep on progressing each track meet.
Let's just talk a little bit about the work you have to put in to get to the point where you're at right now. And I imagine it's one of those deals that a lot of background work throughout the year has to go into this. And just kind of talk about your training schedule and some things you have to do for this event.
Well, we practice every day. It just is between times. Sometimes three. Sometimes. In the morning times, it just depends, and we lift every day, three days out of the week, and that's about an hour and a half lifting, and we practice about an hour and a half.
And I know that you really thank a lot of the coaches that you work with, of course, Scott Lorick here, but you also work a lot with Paul McKim in the throws. And talk a little bit about Paul, again, a pastor here in Maryville, and what he does to help out with your program.
Oh, Paul is great. He's a real humble person, and he's very exciting. He pushes us to the max, and he's... Very animated with everything that he does, and it just brings the best out of all of us.
I know a lot of times when come over to get set up for some of the basketball broadcasts, you guys are still out there practicing before they set up for basketball that evening. I know I can't over in one of the far corners there with trying to be safe for everybody as they walk mm-hmm. by, but watching you guys work on that, it seems like you guys really enjoy what you're doing in preparing for the meets.
Yes.
And I imagine that's some part of it, is just the fact that you're doing something you really love to do out there.
Yes, I agree.
And let's just talk about this weekend. You've got the big meet coming up, the MIAA indoor meet. And what are some things you're expecting out of this weekend?
Oh, I'm definitely expecting to win the shot put. Jackie's going to give me a run for my money, and she's from Kearney, Nebraska. She's ranked fourth in the nation right now. And she can always pop out something, so I'm really looking forward to beating Jackie.
All right, and hopefully some of the numbers you put up in with this weekend as well, if you can put up type of numbers too to be able to go ahead and qualify for the indoor nationals coming up in Winston-Salem about the middle of March. I know a lot depends on this weekend
yes.
too, but you're professionally qualified right now, and what does that mean to you right now?
It means a lot to me, but I know I can throw farther, and I'm ready to throw bigger. I need to throw 50, I believe, to be all the way in, you know. So
now, when you prepare each week for a meet, do you take a look at some of the national numbers of who else is provisionally qualified around the nation as well?
Every once in a while I check and see like where I need to be, who's up there, and Jackie's one of them. She's in my conference. I gotta beat her.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about you besides while your athletic abilities in that track and field here, and just kind of talk about what's the future for you. You're a senior right now, and just kind of talk about your studies and what you want to do after Northwest Missouri State.
Well, after Northwest, I'm planning on going to Research Medical in Kansas City, Missouri. It's a nursing program. They have a nursing program about a year and a half. That's what I want to do. I want to become a nurse within the next couple of years.
How'd you get interested in nursing?
Oh, I got interested in nursing from my mother. She's a nurse. My grandmother, she's a nurse. I'm sorry. And It's just something that's to humble people, and I like helping out people, and I would love to learn more about helping people out.
I also understand that one of your talents, besides athletics and with the weight throws and things, is you're a heck of a singer as well.
Yes, I can sing a little bit. I'm okay.
Just talk about how you got interested in singing and some of the things you've done with your singing.
I've always been interested in singing since I was younger. I've always sung in like a church choir when I was younger, very into the church. My family is. Northwest has this Spirit and Truth Gospel Choir. Micah Davis is the president, and we're like a family. We're not that big, but we're small, but we bring out a lot. And that's how I got started into singing at school.
Now, I talked to Scott a little bit earlier this week. He said you're preparing a song for us tonight. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, I can sing something. Let me see here. There's a song that was called No Weapons by Fred Hammond. And it goes like, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, 'cause God will do what he said he would do. He will stand by his works, and he will come through. No weapons. And that's it.
All right. All right, nice job, Lakeisha. I think it's the first time we've ever had anyone sing on the show here, so another first on our show.
Thank you.
All right, Lakeisha, it's been a pleasure having you with us on the program tonight, and good luck to you this weekend at the MIAA Indoor Track Meet, and hopefully we'll be talking about you heading on to the national meet here a little bit later.
All righty, thank you.
Again, that is Lakeisha McKnight with us from the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Team, and our thanks to Lakeisha. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to basketball. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Michael Smith, and talk about, among other things, a big win last night over Southwest Baptist. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we turn our attention to basketball. And Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coach Michael Smith joining us. And, Coach, you and I have talked about it through the year. You know, coaches are big on routine. I say we stay in routine. That was a tremendous performance by Lakeisha. What do you got?
I'm speechless. I was about ready to say Coach Mack can go next, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe he could sing for us.
That was pretty awesome. No, I wouldn't do that to everybody. Don't worry about it.
As I look, Coach Mack's wife shaking her head no.
Coach, we'll go ahead and talk basketball. I know that's a little more in your wheelhouse, but last night a 76-72 win over Southwest Baptist for your team, and it just felt like things came together again. We talked a lot about how when you guys are getting wins, the team's got effort. Things are clicking, and you got that again last night.
Well, it's been a long time coming, honestly. It seems like forever since we felt as good as we did walking out of that locker room last night. You know, we've had a really couple tough ones here recently, you know, and then we made it tough on ourselves. Not tough necessarily competition, just tough on ourselves. You know, the Linda Wood loss at home and overtime, and then obviously the game and down south, you know, it was that one was a hard one to swallow, I know, from a coaching standpoint. So it was nice to be able to put that aside and really perform the way we did in the second half last night, in particular, with it being such a special night with so many activities going on with obviously with the things with the men's program. And I want to say congratulations to, you know, what they've done to this point. Obviously, you know, I know that they've got more games to play as well, but as well as our seniors, the crowd that we had in Bearcat Arena for the last home game. It was, you know, honestly, just being back here, just the, I was telling Lori Hopkins last night, as after our game, you know, it's, I've never coached in front of fans like this. I mean, passionate fans that show up, support players, you know, through the highs and through the lows. I mean, just as many people as we had in Bearcat Arena, and that's just something that's really meant a lot to me as the season has gone on and on, is the loyalty, I guess you could say.
That seems like something that can really help more than just on any given night and at Bearcat Arena. While it helps there, that's got to help your recruiting process and telling players, look what you can play in front of.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's, well, going way back to the, I guess, Midnight Madness or whatever we done at the very, you know, we had one of our recruits that we signed that came to that, and she was like, wow. And I was like, yeah, you know, wow. I said it too, you know. It was so new to me, and just, it's really exciting to think about the years to come, you know, as we continue to get the program, go headed in the right direction, and I think we've started to do that, you know, change the culture a little bit, and we're very excited about, you know, what's taking place. And, you know, like you say, we've had our opportunities this year. We look back some of the close games, but as well, you know, we've learned from a lot of those games also, I think. And it's nice to have this momentum right now, this time of year, especially after a big win last night, to carry over, get ready for this weekend.
It's fun for fans to see players score 25, 30, 35 points in a night. But for you as a coach, the night you got last night offensively, where you had six players in double figures, all fairly close in terms of scoring, I would imagine you'd probably rather see that as a coach any night.
I love that. I haven't had what I really call superstars, I guess you could say, since my days as a junior college head coach. But the last 5 years before I came here, you know, it was all about team. We never had a kid average more than 12 to 14 a game. And, you know, the last 2 years we were over there, we won 37 games in 2 years. And we've done it just by, again, just really preaching the word team. And that's what I saw last night, having six players in double figures and, you know, having more. The amount of assists that we had as well, I think 15 or 16 assists, was down on our turnovers, which is always good to see, because that's just something that you and I have talked about, and I've shook my head a lot over this year. So just little things like that. It couldn't be it was a great time, I guess, to put everything together, and it felt like everything just came together in that second half.
It seems like with John and I were talking about it earlier, you've got something to play for. You know, fans tend to look at the top of the conference and see if there's a fight for a conference championship, but another opportunity to play in front of those hometown fans you've been talking about sits right in front of your team. Does that help drive a team too, even though you're down in, you know, the eighth spot right around there in the conference?
I think just, you know, the first thing we said in practice today was, hey, you know, it's nice to know that we're going to continue into the postseason. You know, and like I said last night, when I told the girls congratulations, it was just like their shoulders have just got a lot lighter. You know, I mean, you could just tell that had been weighing on them a little bit, and because they've been wanting it. They've been wanting it for their fans. They've been wanting it for themselves, especially because they were able to do it last year, you know, the returners. So it's nice to finally get that out of the way. And as you mentioned, you know, we've got a chance to play another game in Bearcat Arena on Monday, and obviously we're hoping all that takes care of itself. But again, it's about us right now, you know, just doing the things we need to do to prepare for Central Missouri, and we do that, then everything will take care of itself. And you know, it'd sure be great to be down in Kansas City with the guys. I know that. You know, obviously we're playing one at a time right now, but as a coach, it goes way back when. I know just the excitement last year with the men's program down in Kansas City. So I know me personally as a fan, regardless if we're there or not, I'm looking forward to taking in the experience as well. Wearing the green and white this year, you know.
With the opportunity that you have with basketball, getting all these doubleheaders, especially in conference play, can the two teams feed off of each other's success?
Oh, it's great. I asked a couple of our kids, because I knew a couple of them stuck around for the whole men's game last night, especially with the celebration and everything. I go, what'd you think of that? And they're like, Coach, that was something. I go, well, you know, and it starts with you. You know, I told our players, it starts with you. You know, every day coming in and working together, and it happened just to be a couple of our freshmen that I talked to, actually, about it. So, you know, it was good for them to see that, you know, and to experience that, because it is a special opportunity, and it just comes down to really putting in the effort, putting in the work, and, you know, let everything fall into place.
Central, the first time around at Bearcat Arena, it was just a 5-point loss at the time. They were ranked 8th in the nation. But what was it in that game that had you guys in position to maybe knock them off at Bearcat Arena?
Well, I think they came in, probably looked at our record, and overlooked us a little bit. I know personally that coaching staff won't do that from our staff standpoint. I told our players, I have won twice on their senior day. And it's been great to spoil it, you know. So we've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. You know, we guarded them a little differently than anybody else had it to that point. And I've been watching film all day. They're running so much zone right now and things, and teams are just guarding them. And, you know, in this time of year, it just comes down to the excitement to have an opportunity to play. So there's a lot of different things that we're possibly looking at trying to do, but really at the end of the day, we just got to come out and play. And because, again, they're playing for something, but I also think that they might be thinking about Kansas City as well.
When you're scouting a team and watching film of the opponent getting ready to go, how much weight does, say, a game that they maybe struggled in play to the games that they play real well in terms of you looking at what you want to do and putting together that game plan? Do you look at that game where they struggled and try to emulate some of the things that hurt them? I mean, how much do both of those instances weigh in your preparation?
Well, we look at a little bit of both. You know, I look at why they were struggling. You know, if somebody guarded them a certain way, or somebody was running a certain type of zone defense, or whatever it is on them. But at the end of the day, we all know players have off nights. You know, it's whether or not they struggled as a team. That's what I start to look at, you know, what that team did against them. For instance, you know, last night Missouri Western played them pretty tough, had them down most of the game, and they just got out and guarded them. They just got out and guarded them, and they weren't intimidated by Central Missouri. And, you know, like I say, the best thing is coming off a big win like last night, we're going to have that confidence. Again, today in practice, we didn't go for but about an hour, but it was a different team than what I'd seen after the Missouri Western game and after the Lindenwood game. It's just amazing what a win can do, you know, as far as for your confidence. And, you know, I'm excited about going into Warrensburg on Saturday.
Going into postseason play, obviously your last regular season game is going to be against a good, solid team. Would you prefer to play that good, tough competition the last game or two getting ready for the postseason to make sure, or would you like to have one of those that, you know, maybe not quite so tough and you can work on some things?
You know, either or, because like I said, I honestly think it has nothing to do with Central Missouri or if it was Lincoln. I think it has to do with Northwest and how well we're playing, and more importantly, how well we're playing together. How well we're sharing the basketball, like, was a big thing, I think, last night, was just how inspired we played in the second half. And a lot of that was just by playing team basketball, where we shared the basketball. Everybody got good touches. Everybody took good shots. Honestly, there's not a whole lot of bad shots that were taken in that second half, I thought.
Yeah.
We had some good looks. We shot a good percentage. We made our free throws when we needed to. You know, Annie Matthews makes some big free throws down there, down with the game on the line when they start fouling her and they're pressing us. It was nice to see Monique hit some big shots, because she'd struggled the last two games, you know, with that ankle injury. She had family in town from Australia. You know, she had a lot on her mind also. And boom, she hit two back-to-back threes in that same corner in the second half last night that put us ahead, I think, 46 to 45 or whatever.
Yeah,
it was. And,
yeah,
and then it just kind of started, you know, and that's obviously it's where it starts with your point guard most of the time.
Earlier in the year, we did see the team struggle a bit against full court pressure. Like you said, they seemed to handle it pretty well last night. Do you feel more comfortable with the way they're playing against full court pressure?
Yeah, I do. And honestly, I don't think we're gonna see it against Central Missouri at all.
Yeah.
And then looking ahead, we kind of think who we know we're going to play Monday. But if it happens to be Northeastern, they're only playing six or seven players right now. And so I know they're not going to press because they don't have the legs to do that. I mean, they were in Kearney last night. Then they're going down to Hayes to play tomorrow night. And then they're traveling all the way back down to Oklahoma. And then I sure hope they're coming to Bearcat Arena on Monday is what I hope, you know.
I would imagine it would be tough to play putting on that many miles in less than a week trying to play top basketball as well.
Well, it will if you're not winning.
Yeah.
And you know, they've struggled. They've lost five in a row now, Northeastern Oklahoma. So, you know, again, I'm not overlooking Central by any means, but, you know, obviously postseason is what you want to get to this time of year because – you know, that's whenever I think it kind of makes or breaks your season, really, is when you get in the postseason.
Yeah. All right, Coach. Well, good win last night, and we'll look forward to talking to you down in Warrensburg Saturday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Again, they'll match up with the University of Central Missouri on Saturday afternoon down in Warrensburg. We're going to continue to talk basketball when we come back. Northwest men's coach Ben McCollum will join us and talk about last night's win and what's coming up this Saturday. It'll be a huge game for the Bearcat men's basketball team as well. We'll do that right after this timeout when we return to Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Again, we're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball program, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk basketball, we looked over a while ago, and your wife was really adamant about the fact that she didn't think you should sing for us tonight.
Well, actually, she was adamant about wanting to me to sing because I'm such a good singer. you know, I saved that for the house, though. You know, I don't do that in public. I think Michelle's seen it. And, you know, I think Coach Peterson's actually seen me sing and dance at the same time. And he really enjoys it, too. So I think that's more what she was saying. Get him to do it.
I misinterpreted her shaking her head there. For some
yeah, that's, yeah, she was up and down, not side to side. Yeah, maybe some other time, John.
All right. Coach, how much fun was last night clinching at least a share of the MIAA title with a win over Southwest Baptist, a chance for the players to cut down the nets after the game? And how much did you enjoy everything involved with that last night?
I think it was a special moment for our seniors. Just all the work that they've put in to win two conference championships in 4 years, it's pretty impressive from where they came from their first season. The other thing that I think it did was kind of takes the monkey off your back where, okay, now we've got a conference championship. We can kind of go back and just be ourselves and play our game. I think you saw a lot of that in the first half. came out real tentative, fairly nervous, I think, and not wanting to lose rather than going and trying to win the game. But we turned it around the second half, played our game, played to our strengths, and then obviously we're fortunate enough to cut down nets, and that just does not get old.
No, not at all. And I thought really the key to the game really got some things going there in the first half before halftime, and then you were able to carry it over into the second half.
Yeah, I think towards the end of the half, I think we got a few driving kicks and got some stops defensively and made a little run there. And then obviously out of halftime, I think we had a 14-0 run. I knew once we calmed down and just did our jobs and did what we were supposed to do, I knew we'd be much better. But we were kind of such a funk that we had to get out of it. And we did. And the kids stayed positive, probably more positive than I did. Went down at halftime. I said, oh, boy, I got to figure out a way to get myself back positive because I am so mad at them right now. But we turned it around and had a great half of basketball and then obviously got to cut down some nets.
One of the things we talked about with you on the post game last night, too, that the way the game went, with it being senior night, you've got five seniors on the team, and you're able to take the seniors out one player at a time there down the stretch where each one got a chance to get a big round of applause by the fans that have watched them through their career here at Northwest.
Absolutely. They earned that right to come out of the game like that. And you know, to have the students and the fans thank them for their contributions to Northwest Missouri State, not only on the basketball floor, but when they go on the road in conference or to any game, we're as good a marketing tool for Northwest Missouri State and the Maryville community as there is. Because that's what they see. That's what Topeka sees. That's what Warrensburg sees. That's what Emporia sees is athletic teams. And so, you know, you're not only marketing for your basketball culture and your basketball team, but for the university as a whole, which in turn markets for Maryville as a whole. And it attracts more quality kids. And they've done a lot to get more people to Northwest Missouri State and to make a good name for Northwest Missouri State and the Maryville community. And I think that they were just showing their appreciation for that.
Hey, really, when you look at those guys and really everyone on your team, not only do they represent themselves well on the basketball floor, but off the court as well, whether you're traveling on the road to different sites, but just in the community as well. They just do a very good job of representing the basketball program.
Yeah, very easy to talk to. You know, they do a lot of their marketing by just talking to fans. You know, they'll just talk to anybody, you know, especially obviously, Deshaun and Bryson will talk to a brick wall, you know, and they'll go out of their way to make sure that they talk to people. And then, you know, academically, it goes from probably, I think, the highest in that group's like a 3.8. And I think if you averaged them out, it was like a 3.3 for five seniors. That's pretty impressive for a team that's had 3 21 seasons. Out of four, and they came in, and their first season was 10 wins. Very impressive group, and you know, I can't say enough positive about them.
Again, picking up that 20th win this week. Again, let's talk a little bit about what the 20 win mark means to a team each season.
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of that benchmark, I guess, if you will, and you know, 20 wins is pretty important. I don't know why. It's just kind of a coaching thing, I guess. It just sounds a lot better than 19 for some reason. So, yeah, 20 wins. And I don't think anyone in the conference has done that. Trying to think. Hayes maybe got close. And Central, this is their second season in a row with 20 wins. So, you know, we're the only one so far in the conference that's done that the last three seasons.
And I know it doesn't always equate to this as well, but it seems like if you get to that 20-win mark, it kind of opens up some eyes with your strength of schedule and things where you've got a pretty good shot at the national tournament after that as well.
Yeah, I would think so. Our strength of schedule is so high that you always get that category. But who knows with the numbers game? I mean, it changes. You know, how does Central pass us when we win two games and they win two games? I don't know. Probably somebody else lost and somebody else won, and you have no idea. Southern, how do they drop to fifth after winning two games? You know, it just makes no sense to me. So we try not to worry about it and just try to win games and hope that you know, that'll take care of itself.
Yeah, and we talked about winning games, a couple of wins this week, not only the win last night with SBU, but to go back to Saturday afternoon, a good atmosphere and a lot of green and white in the crowd down at St. Joseph against Missouri Western. That was a game where you took care of business early in them.
Yeah, I was really impressed with our crowd down there. I thought we outdrew them in their on their home court. We played really well. We played with a great deal of energy, and we hit shots. And you know, I got after them defensively. I can't say enough about that effort. Obviously, Missouri Western beating them on the road and at home. If as long as you win two games a year, you know, I think you get to keep your job. I mean, I could be 2-20 right now, and everybody would be happy with me as long as I beat Missouri Western around here. So, you know, it's a good win, and hopefully, you know, I think they'll probably get it going here in the next couple of years, and hopefully we can maintain what we've been doing and even get better.
And we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and talk more with Coach McCollum about a big matchup on Saturday with Central Missouri. That's coming up as the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And, Coach, before we talk more about the matchup Saturday with Central Missouri, we have a question from the crowd here at Carson's. Alex from Maryville over to our left has a question for you. He wants to know why you put your tie in your pocket after a win.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that possibly Carson might have had to do something with this question, had something to do with this question. You know, I strictly do it so that Carson can hashtag me after a big victory, tie in pocket. That's the only reason. I don't like being, as you can see, I don't necessarily enjoy being in a tie. And you know, I like to be in sweats or shorts and you know, Nike Driver. I'm sorry, Adidas. Dry fit shirts as well, so you know that's just more a comfort thing. But then now Carson started tweeting about it, so now I've got to do it every time we win. You know, it's just a superstition now. So he's created yet another superstition.
Now, I noticed during the 10-game winning streak, you're dressed in black pretty much every game during that time frame, and since the loss to Joplin, kind of changed your wardrobe a bit.
Yeah, you know, I was going with the Johnny Cash look, it looked pretty good, I thought. And then he started to get on a streak, and then, you know, you can't really change when you get on a streak. So you just kind of got to break it right away. Once you win one, then you've got to change to make sure that you don't cause a streak. Like, then you got to be Johnny Cash every game. We've changed back to the white, and, you know, we try to change the tie up every game to make sure that we don't, keep the same one.
Well, that's better than a former sports information director he had at one time. He claimed that he didn't change his underwear during a winning streak, and I think we're all glad that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That won't happen. You know, Maybe one of my assistants, but don't want to throw them under the bus.
All right, now, Central Missouri coming up. It's amazing how the schedule has really played out here. You've got a share of the conference title, and that is with Central Missouri. You go in a game ahead of the Mules in the standings, and you've got the Mules the final game of the regular season down in Warrensburg. And Central, a team that hasn't lost since the last time the two teams met back in Maryville, where Northwest won that matchup. And let's just kind of talk about the final regular season game of the year and playing for the conference title, the way things have worked out.
Well, I think all the pressure's on them. To me, that's pretty evident. They're number two in the region. We're number three. They're number 19 in the country. We're not ranked. They've won 26 at home in a row. We haven't won there since 2005. And we haven't won an outright championship since 1987. So, to me, all the pressure's on them. They've got a lot to lose. They don't have their nets. They don't have a trophy. And our objective is to play that role and play that spoiler role, take all the pressure off of us and put it squarely on them and just go attack. You know, we've been the prey all year long where you got that bullseye. Well, now we're the hunter again. And you know, we're pretty darn good when we play that role.
And you had a very good game the first time, obviously coming up with a win against the Mules in the first meeting. But I thought you really put together a good game against them that first meeting.
Played excellent offensively, defensively. I think the first half they shot 24%. Just really got after him. Came out well. And that's going to be the important part of this game, is to come out and get that comfort level early. And I think that having cut down the nets and gotten our trophy, I think that'll take that monkey off our back so that we're out just in attack mode, comfortable, relaxed. I don't have any concerns with us being ready to play. So if we start slow, it's because we're nervous, just like it was SBU. And hopefully we've corrected that, though.
What are some of the things this year that makes Central a good basketball team?
Yeah, it's hard to put your finger on one thing. If anything, I would say it's rebounding. And they've got an extreme amount of depth at every position. So if somebody's not playing well, they just sub them. I mean, they have a couple guys that they play pretty regularly. Outside of that, guy might play 25 minutes one game and then play two the next. And so they do a good job of shuffling guys in and out. And then at their place, you've just got to handle, you know, some of the things that go on throughout the game. They're pretty physical and can't call it all. And you know, you've got to handle that handle that adversity on the road.
All right. Well, a great way to wind up the regular season with a trip to Warrensburg. And then you look ahead toward next week. You know, you're already down to Kansas City for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get the 1 or 2 seed, which will be the noon game or the, I think, 6th game. So, yeah, Kansas City, that's such a fun trip. You know, every year we look forward to that. It's probably even, now obviously the regionals is what you want to make first, but the Kansas City trip and that tournament's, it's a neater deal for our kids even than making the regional, just because of the atmosphere in the gym, and you get to stay downtown at the Marriott. And then if you're fortunate enough to win a couple games, it's really fun. Because last year we had a huge crowd on the championship Sunday, and it was a fun game. So we'd love to be there again, but the toughest thing in any tournament is the first game, by far and away, and our kids need to approach it as such.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And we'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We're broadcasting live on the Bearcat Coaches Show. This will wrap things up for another edition of our program. Don't forget, we got Bearcat basketball coming up Saturday afternoon, Northwest and Central. The women's game at 1:30, the men's game at 3:30. Our broadcast begins at 1:10 with our pregame for the women. Well, thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast tonight, including Matt Gorder and also Chris Roush for helping out here. You're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Group.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXCV.